Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, good morning.
What's happening?
Good afternoon.
Oh, good evening, good night. What's going on?
What do you mean? We're doing the podcast. We're doing the One App.
Are you in a car?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
In a car. Okay. I am driving on... I'm driving towards the GW Bridge, probably a drive I'm willing to guess you've done before, from Boston back to New York.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to you were going there to jump.
I'm sorry?
I was jump hoping where? That you were going to the bridge to jump off of it.
That's really not, I do not appreciate you saying that. Hey, if you're listening right now, by the way, it's Tuesday, and guess what? Tonight, that's right, Tuesday night, we have Juan Epp is live at the
Juan
stand.
Juan Epp is live. That right? That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Juan Epp is live. It's at the Stand Comedy Club. This is for the New York Comedy Festival. Me, Cypher Sounds, and my partner, sure. Peter Rosenberg.
Me, Rosenberg.
Your favorite podcast hosts, creators.
Right.
CEOs, me. Co-CEOs, co-CEO.
Yeah. Sure.
We got Ricky Velez, Jared Freed, and just added Mano. Well,
yep.
And Jim Jones, the Lobby Boys.
First of all, you named someone who's not going to be there.
Oh, well, I would, you know, I would find that out later.
Oh, okay. hey, when did they start going by the Lobby Boys? I did not know about that.
That's a thing, a project they're working on together, the Lobby Boys.
What is it like a TV project or like a podcast?
I think it's an album, if I'm not mistaken.
But, oh, it's an album.
I believe so. Maybe you know more than I do.
No,
I believe it's an album.
I know that Jimmy has a lot of albums he's working on, a lot of different projects. But by the way, they are the perfect guests for the One Up crowd to come hang with. I mean, these are guys we know. These are guys who get it. This is going to be, you know what I like about it, Syfe? We don't have to have any airs of professionalism on Tuesday night. We can just kick it with our friends.
Yeah. And the reason why this one is a little different than I think how it would normally be is because this is part of a comedy festival.
That's right.
So there's a lot of comedy involved. If we were doing a hip-hop festival, I'm sure we would have a completely different range of guests. But this is like, come hang, come chill, come talk that shit. And we got guys who like to talk shit.
Would you say that us having Ricky Velez on One Ep is live will be the most talked about hip hop podcast interview in the last week? What do you think? Are you thinking number one?
Let's go, man. First of all, shout to Caitlin, shout to Matt, my friends, our One Ep fans, our One Ep family. Down in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay. You ran into them?
They came to the show. My boy Damani had some crazy weird back pain, and literally eyes went in the back of his head and went blacked out and fell straight to the ground.
Wow.
Caitlin, now being a registered nurse, went over and started checking his pulse.
Okay.
Was about to give him compressions. So not only are Wannep fans, the Wannepers just lovable hip-hop characters, but life-saving entities. You see what I'm saying?
Wannep is life-saving.
Wannep is life-saving.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. So shout out to Caitlin. Shout out to Matt. So here's the deal, man. Lot of issues with the Kanye, man. Lot of issues.
Wait. You have issues with... Now, you have issues beyond the fact that we had Kanye years ago, and I mean years ago.
How long ago?
Years ago.
Before Chamillionaire was in Brooklyn?
Wait, you broke up. Say it again.
Before Chamillionaire was in Brooklyn?
Whoa.
Years ago. This is years ago. This is years ago.
All the way back to when Chamillionaire went to Brooklyn years ago.
Yeah.
And so you mean you have issues that no one remembers that, or you have issues? What issues do you have?
I got all the issues, Rosenberg. Peter Rosenberg, I got all the issues.
Were you jealous? Were you feeling a sense of jealousy from the excitement around it?
Yeah, I guess you could say. I had some feelings. Jealousy was one of them. I'm very happy for Nori. Very happy for DJ EFN.
Have to be. Me too.
It, you know what? Of all the people that could have got it, 100% happy it was them. 100%.
Yep.
I don't like the fact that Kanye West kept calling him our Joe Rogan. He's not our Joe Rogan. He's our Nori. And he's always been our Nori. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's not copying Joe Rogan, becoming, you know, this big fucking hip hop podcaster. He's being Nori 100%.
And also, two things. They're not even remotely similar. Like, it's just
at
having
all.
A little, like, it shows that, which is weird because Kanye did Joe Rogan. So you think, I guess it's all the same for Kanye because Kanye doesn't get interviewed. He just rants and raves.
Right.
So it could be Joe Rogan. It could be Nori. It could be Barbara Walters.
Also,
Kanye's just going to Kanye.
If you call Kanye somebody else, this is our Elon Musk, he's going to have a fit. I'm not your Elon Musk. I'm Kanye. So why are you calling Nori our Joe Rogan? That shit pissed me off. Fuck out of here. Now, of course, Nori doesn't even care. It's whatever. He takes it as a compliment, does his thing.
Right, of course. I understand.
But yeah, you know, just...
I saw a comment just now when I went on Twitter. Deez is Nice sent a comment like, it's not too late for Quincy Jones to get on Drink Champs. He was just joking, I think, on the strength that, you know, Quincy's down to be so messy and talk trash.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, of course, I'm like, y'all know we already had him too, right? Like, I mean, that part is frustrating. I thought Nori and EFN did a great job. As good as you can do, you know, not as good as you can do. Sorry.
No.
We did the best you can do in terms of forcing Kanye to talk about music.
But that's
what our goal was, though. We had a different goal. And I think that Nori and EFN did the best job possible for what their goal was, which was to get these sort of talkable moments.
But it doesn't matter what their goal is. Kanye goes into these things with his goal. You know what I mean?
Right.
He goes in there with his goal, and he's going to either accomplish it well or accomplish it medium. But no matter what, it's going to be Kanye's goals. But yeah, you know, our goal is never to do all this drama talk. Our goal is to, you know, talk about hip hop. which we did with our interview.
I could argue that here, there are two ways of looking at it. You could argue Nori and EFN did the best job possible because they allowed, they didn't fight against Kanye.
Yeah.
They allowed him and facilitated him to do what he wanted to do, which was the, which in my opinion was the best play for what Drink Champs is. I would argue that what we did wasn't necessarily great interviewing because you don't want to fight against your guest. You want to make your guest feel comfortable and let them go. The problem with our situation was Kanye was in an even worse place then than he is now with regard to the topics he was interested in at the time. He was only into fashion talk at that time.
That's
so
right.
So if we didn't grab him and say, no, 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 Jay Dilla, Michael Jackson,
ASR 10.
If we didn't do that, we would have been talking about fucking the Gap and Polo and brands the entire time.
Which is fine. People always ask me, what do you think about Kanye saying this? What do you think about Kanye saying that? I don't give a flying fuck, but I love his music. I mean, to this day, I love the man's music, and that's where I leave it. I love the music. I go back to all the albums that I love and listen to them thoroughly because I love it. I don't care about The Gap. I don't care about Balenciaga, Elon Musk, fucking these all these names. I don't give a shit.
I don't care about whatever thing, whatever line you stole from someone in the last week that you think sounds ill. Ebro actually said something this week that I thought was perfect. He was like, Kanye's number one goal is to hit you with a bar every time he talks. He wants everyone to go, that's a bar.
Yeah.
And by the way, he steals those bars from whoever he talked to that week, whatever book that he read. Ooh. It's like, here's a bar. I want everyone. And by the way, some of it's engaging. I really enjoyed the first half of the interview. He was in a pretty chill space. And then towards the end, as time went on, he seemed to start getting into his really angry, you know, let me just start throwing shots out at people.
Yeah.
The Just Blaze shots, the Big Sean, the John Legend shots, which to me kind of shows a guy who's probably not in an amazing place right now. But yeah, I'm good. I'm really, it's not that I'm trying to minimize Kanye. He's obviously much more than an artist. But I've never been in love with Kanye West, the leader in thought, the spiritual guide.
Yeah.
I have always been in love with his music. So I think that, congratulations again to Drink Champs. It was a huge moment for them. And frankly, they've had a, make some motherfucking noise, goddammit, for the Drink Champs. but the truth is, you know, they've had a lot of moments this year. It's been a huge year for them in general, and this is the one that people are... Did you see their Peter Rosenberg interview a few months ago?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. To me, that was the moment for Drink Champs.
That didn't...
If I'm being honest.
That one didn't break the internet.
Which one?
The Peter Rosenberg
Kanye?
One. The Peter Rosenberg one. That didn't break the internet.
It actually
fixed the internet.
it was viewed so badly that it increased the available bandwidth of the internet. That's what it did. Now, I will tell you, there's another hip hop story this week that is not fun to talk about at all. But I'm not.
Before you get to that, there's a couple things you got to break down about Kanye.
There's more? Well, I'm impressed by you. Go ahead.
No, I'm asking you that. You're the one with all the opinions. Like, he dissed John Legend and Big Sean for teaming up with the Democrats.
Yep.
He went at Travis. Why did he go at Travis?
Did he go at Travis? I noticed one little line he threw out. He was talking about how
was it copycats?
Copycat.
Yeah.
And I just caught a little line that he said, I'll even say to Travis, like, nah, Trav, you copied that. I heard that. I didn't know if there was anything more than that.
Okay. Okay, that's a weird one. And that's a weird one.
I don't know
one.
What exactly that meant.
Yeah, because that's a weird one because a lot of people speculate that Kanye gets with these young talented artists before they fully pop and helps them out, but they're really helping him out.
That's correct.
Kid Cudi's, Travis Scott's, even John, if you go back to John Legend, you know?
Yep. He, and we're forgetting. There are more than that, too.
Yeah, there's
Sean.
More in the middle. There's another one between... T-Pain.
There's another...
Yeah, there's another one. Come on. Yeah.
Travis, like... But by the way, are there any two artists that are more sound influential of the last 20 years than Cudi and Travis?
No.
Like, those are big ones. And...
Yeah. So he said... Because Just Blaze comment afterwards was... Is Just Blaze running for mayor of something? Because it was such a political response.
I know. I was disturbed to learn today that Kanye West said a few things.
I respected the Soldier Boy response so much more. And I hate nonsense.
What was Soldier Boy's response? Suck my dick, Kanye.
What? And then he pulled up the text messages and was holding his blurry text messages to the screen.
And that were Kanye saying it was fire or something?
Yeah, but we couldn't read him because he never took a time to let the camera focus. He was just like, what? But yeah, basically that the verses were fire.
Listen, but the truth is I saw a lot of people celebrating. I'm not going to lie. I saw a lot of people in the producer world celebrating Kanye calling out Just Blaze.
Yeah, that was a weird one, man. That was a weird one.
People say that Just bit off a Bink.
They did. Yes. And I had a conversation with Bink about it again. And
after this?
Yeah, because he wanted to call. He called me to, I forgot to tell you. Bink called me to thank you and Ebro for shouting him out.
Okay. Yep.
I called Ebro and I texted Ebro and I told him, I forgot to tell you, I apologize. But Bink said, thank you for shouting him out, giving him his flowers. Yeah, in the beginning days, it seems like there was a lot of copying going on, but I think Just Blaze has contributed to hip hop significantly.
Well, and to your point, who the hell is Kanye? I mean, you heard Jay-Z made a comment the other day saying, you can't say that Just Blaze copied because the assignment for the blueprint was soul samples. So if that was the assignment, nobody
Jay said
was
that?
Copying. Yeah, Jay said that.
Really?
Yep. And by the way, shout out to my man Kaz. You know Kaz, right? At Kazim.
Yes, he's down with Andrew Schultz. Okay. The sports guy. He loves sports, this guy.
Yes, they used to do a show together. And now I know Andrew Schultz still does the show with other guys. Kaz definitely started that show, and he's not on it anymore. But I tell you one thing. I love Kaz. That's my brother. And
okay.
Kaz, you'll love this. Kaz on Friday is minding his own business, doing what he does, which is being on Twitter quite a bit. and Jay-Z's having this live room about The Harder They Fall with James Samuels, the director, and some other people. Kaz goes in the room, the Twitter spaces, to listen, and everyone's in there listening. I went in there for a minute. Everyone was in there listening. And out of the blue, Jay-Z goes, hey, bring Kazim up here. Bring Kazim up here. And Jay, who up till that moment, Kaz, had no idea that Jay knew who he was ever in life. Jay just called for Kaz to go up there, and Kaz just got to interview Jay in the Twitter space.
Wow.
Yeah, out of the blue. So he said, "I gotta ask you about what Kanye said."
Well, why did he call him up?
We don't know.
Wow, maybe he asked a question. Did he ask a question or something?
No, and not at the time. Jay just called for him. You know, Jay is lurking on Twitter, so he knows who's out there. And
interesting.
I'm not surprised he knew who he was. But congrats to Kaz. It was like the moment of his life.
Oh,
and
dope.
He asked. he asked him about the Kanye comments, and that's when Jay responded and said, you can't really say anyone copied when the assignment was soul samples.
Oh, da, 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 da.
Well, you don't need to weigh in. You don't need to weigh in. Well, go ahead, though, if you want to. Weigh it in with the water, Scythe.
It's not the samples. Samples, you cannot. Listen, Guru said it best. You can't own no loops. You can't right. own no loops. Everything is out there. But the style of the way the samples were being chopped and the way the drums were, like, that's the copy.
Hold on for a second, then. Hold on for a second, then. Let's do this right now. Pull up the credits. Pull up, because I don't remember who did what on the blueprint. And except for I know some, but let's go through and try to hear what we think would be the Jack moves. Because according to Kanye, Kanye did the first half and then just came in and copied the ones he did.
Okay. So according to Bink.
Now, either way, I don't know if it was necessary for Kanye to do this, and it certainly wasn't kind or nice.
Okay. According to Bink, Bink was in Rock the Mic Studios before Rockefeller even, Rockefeller at the time, before they even went in that studio.
Okay.
Bink was in there using that studio.
Okay.
And then Rockefeller came in and Jay-Z came in and they would hear Bink in the other room. All right. So the ruler's back.
Is? Justin?
You know the ruler's back?
Yeah, I know the song quite well. That's Justin?
Okay. That is produced by Bink.
Oh, that's Bink. The ruler's back is a Bink. Got it. Okay.
Did you say Justin?
Yeah, you're saying it's Bink, not Justin. Okay.
It's Bink, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Next song is The Takeover, produced by Kanye
That's
West.
Kanye. That's Kanye West, Mr. West.
Yep. Which technically is not a soul sample. It's a rock song,
no.
The Doors.
And doesn't really sound like anything else on the album, but okay.
Right. And then you got H to the Izzo. Produced by Kanye West.
That, okay.
Which is
that's
technically
a
not a... Is that soul? It's like, I guess.
It's like pop.
Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Jackson 5.
Soulful pop.
Then
okay.
we're going to go into... Then we go into Girls, Girls, Girls. Just Blaze.
That's uh-huh. Wait, that's Just?
That's Just Blaze.
Okay.
Then you go into Jigga That Ninja. Trackmasters.
Trackmasters. Jigga.
Trackmasters.
Jigga.
Here's where it gets fuzzy.
Okay, go ahead.
You don't know.
Kanye West.
You don't know is a song that leaked or was, that's Just Blaze. You don't know was put out there first, leaked or given to some DJs, blah, blah, blah. People were calling Bink, congratulating him on the Jay-Z song that he just put out. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. And Bink said, hey, Jay didn't do the vocals to my record yet. What are you talking about? And then he heard that song. We have the Bink interview. And right. we have the Guru interview from our old One Eps that we can put out.
We probably should. Yeah.
So... people congratulating Bink on his Jay-Z track when it was not, in fact, Bink.
Wait, it was You Don't Know, which Just Blaze did.
Right. Then we get into Timbaland, Hola, Hola Jovito.
Do you think it's symptomatic of the problem that you just said You Don't Know? And I went, Kanye West. But no, it's Just Blaze. Okay. Sorry.
All right. Hola Jovito, that's Timbaland. No one cares. Heart of the City, Ain't No Love, Kanye West. Never Change, Kanye West. Song Cry, Just Blaze. All I Need.
Yeah.
All I Need, Bink. Renegade, Just Blaze. No, just kidding. Eminem.
Eminem, okay.
Blueprint, Mama Loves Me, Bink. Breathe Easy, Just Blaze. Girls, Girls, Girls Part 2, Kanye West. Oof. Now let's go back. Let's go to what's the one before that? What's the album?
Well, you want to go what's to the album that was supposed before to be the Blueprint?
That was supposed to be a compilation, but it turned out to be a Jay-Z album. The Dynasty. There we go. The Dynasty, Rock La Familia. There it is. Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Now production on this. Now production on the Dynasty. You got the intro.
Nah, dog. That's M. Bleek coming.
You got intro, Just Blaze. Change the Game, Rick Rock. I Just Want to Love You, the Neptunes. Streets is Talking, Just Blaze. This Can't Be Life, Kanye West.
Yeah, which is very Kanye. That's such an early Kanye.
Mm-hmm. Get your mind right, mommy. Rick Rock. Stick to the script.
What a banger that is.
Stick to the script. Just Blaze. Guilty
I just
want to
say real quick before you move on. I just want to say something important.
Uh-huh.
I'm Young Memphis. Used to play The Apprentice. Now I'm like the teacher. Come here, let me teach you. You know what I'm saying?
Good song. Very good song. You got Parking Lot Pimpin', Rick Rock.
Rick Rock killed this album.
Now here we go. Here's where it gets fuzzy. 1-900-HUSTLER.
Yeah.
Bink.
Okay.
The ROC, Just Blaze. Soon You'll Understand, Just Blaze. Ugh, this is getting ugly, man. Cause the Dynasty album, I think, is the blueprint for the blueprint.
Yo, that's deep, son. You just went deep.
I think it is because that's where like the couple Kanye Just Blaze and Bink joints. Oof. I don't know.
Well, listen, the truth is the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, right? Isn't it? Isn't that always how it is? Like, Just probably won't admit the level to which he was influenced by Kanye and Bink. And also, they probably won't admit that Just Blaze is super talented. And while he may have been influenced by it, probably did his own shit too.
Yeah.
That to me is like likely the reality.
I mean, yeah, there's no way to prove this. Yeah, things sound similar. I don't know. All right, well, anyway. So
you just made it worse. You just said you want to dig in the shit. You want to dig in the shit. Stir up all the mud, flick it all around, and go, anyways, hope they figure it out. So
They're never going to figure it out. But we always thought, well, the thing is, because Just Blaze said Kanye was looking for him on the last album. So why are you dissing your man? This is what I don't like about Kanye. Why are you going at people?
No, it's because Kanye has the exact same kind of validation issues you and I speak about all the time. He has that times 1,000. But then on top of that, he also has his own, you know, more serious, I think, issues to deal with.
Yeah.
I think it's a real complicated thing. I'll tell you one thing that Drake and Kanye have in common. And that is some of the shittiest beef practices of all time. Like,
I love Kanye breaking down what Drake does, though, because we all knew that. We all know that.
Listen, that was when the smartest part of the interview, and I think Kanye said he stole this from someone else that he was talking to, was when he said that what he did with Drake when he gave out his address was like Mike Tyson biting Holyfield's ear. Because he was like, no one seeing the headbutts. Kanye felt like all the shady shit Drake was doing, nobody saw it.
Right.
So he went OD. And I think that's a really legit explanation. And he explained some shit that, let's just be real, this isn't a diss to Drake, but let's be real. The shit that he said, if it's true, the Drake's the kind of guy to DM every girl that's down with your crew.
Yeah.
Everyone's girl. But it's so fucking whack.
Yeah.
But then Kanye plays his own whack, foul beef games of like, Big Sean's your friend. Y'all were together last week. And then you get on camera and talk shit about him.
Yeah. What was that? What was he with him for last week?
I don't know, but a picture was out there that they were together, and then you're like, and by the way, why is it Big Sean and John Legend's obligation to support your bullshit fakakta fake presidential run?
Right.
Like, real friends, he made it sound like that's not a real friend. No, a real friend is the kind of person who loves you in spite of the fact that you have a bullshit political aspiration that makes no sense, and they still love you, but they vote for the person they want to vote for.
But it's not just voted for, it's that they went and supported the Democrats, I think.
Yeah, no, me too.
They could have just said no to the Democrats. Like, no, we don't want to perform for anybody, you know?
All right, so let's move on to another thing that is still Kanye adjacent, I suppose. Like, you know me, I don't know if it's like the nerdy, newsy part of my personality, but like,
yeah.
I'm completely overwhelmed, distraught, and enthralled by the awfulness of the Astroworld tragedy on Friday. Did you follow it at all, Sif?
I mean, I saw the little Instagram and TikTok headlines, but...
So you mean so you were going to real news sources and getting information?
Yeah, exactly.
What did you just shove in your throat?
An apple.
Wow, good for you, Apple Man.
So yeah, so people died.
Okay, hold on. Sorry. Yeah, let's get back to the serious thing. So this is, so yes, 8 people died so far, and way more were treated, right?
Yeah.
But there's a lot that makes this whole thing super weird. Okay, it could be incredibly basic. I read an article that was quoting an expert on, basically large crowds, concerts, festivals, etc., right?
Yeah.
Like someone who deals in that world.
Uh-huh.
And they said that it's like a known thing going all the way back to like the Beatles and Elvis Presley that you cannot have an entire huge standing room show. You can't do it.
Right.
Now, it's one thing, I think, if it's a festival where, you know, people are sitting on the lawn. It's like Bonnaroo. But if it's an artist who has an obsessive, crazed, young fan base,
yeah,
you can't do it for exactly this reason.
Right.
That once it starts and people start pressing up, if you're there in the crowd, you cannot get out if you have a medical issue.
Right.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to knock anything, but I'm sure all these concerts, somebody dies. You know, people probably die all the time.
No, not all these concerts.
Yes.
It happens. No, at every concert you think someone dies?
No, not every concert, but a lot of times. Like, I'm sure people have died at Summer Jam.
You think people have died at Summer Jam?
Yeah. No, you don't think so? All those years?
No, I think you would have known and it would have been a giant headline. But Summer Jam doesn't have standing room only.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Only standing room.
What you're saying is Summer Jam, because we're in the triage area and it looks like NAM, you would assume that people die. But what I'm saying is all those people who get in fights, get hit, get stabbed, whatever the different things that have happened over the years, no, A, probably don't lead to deaths. And more importantly, those things can happen at any event, right? Like, anyone can get into a fight anywhere. However, right, when the thing that happened that hurt the people was them all being crushed,
right,
now you're
right,
talking about it specifically on the promoters.
Right, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. There's shows like Summer Jam have seats. Like,
there
you have
seats.
A seat.
Yeah, and there are sections. So right, every section's blocked off, and you stay in your seat, because guess what? You don't want to lose your area. It's
right,
your seat. Whereas
got
these
it,
concerts, it's 50,000 people.
Yeah,
GA.
First come, first serve. Yeah, just get it to the front.
Now, there's a weird headline going around that a police officer who was working the show says that he was pricked in the neck with something and then fainted.
Wow.
So now there's people talking about, like, was there something going on where people were getting pricked and then that caused a panic? And once the panic got caused is when things went apeshit. Then there's another thing, Sife, that's going on of a lot of people posting videos of Travis being like, look, he could see people getting carried out and he didn't care. Death to Travis Scott.
Wow.
And it's like, I don't know. Like, at these concerts, people are getting pulled out of the crowd
all the time. Yeah, all the time.
Like, I don't know that. And they're like, but people were getting up and they were yelling, help, stop. And I'm like, you think he heard that?
Yeah, what the shit? Do you know how loud that it, the music is?
And you think he really wanted death on his hands of his fans? Now, again, but here are the layers to the complication, Sife. Do you remember early on in Travis's career the amount of trouble he's gotten into at shows from people getting hurt?
No.
It's a thing. Mm-hmm. It is a thing. A guy got
shows
paralyzed.
Are wild. His shows are wild. Did he tell somebody to jump off a balcony?
There you go. In Terminal 5, like 5 years ago, he told someone to jump off the balcony.
Oof.
And when the guy was like scared, he was like, yo, you scared? You going to do it or not?
Not.
Now,
I'll go with not. Thank you.
No, not. Not. Now, that guy turned out to be okay. But another guy at the show ended up getting paralyzed. Billy June, why did you just pop up on our show?
Why is Billy June here?
Can I jump in? There's videos online of this concert happened of people climbing up the rafters and yelling at the camera people going like, people are passing out and dying. Can you tell somebody? And the cameraman went, there's nothing I can do. And he kept being the cameraman. Yeah. But like, if you're on a headset, you could at least say like, hey, there's people climbing up the rafters saying that there's people passing out.
But isn't it possible the guys did that and people just wouldn't know that they did that?
At Summer Jam, he caused a riot.
At Summer Jam, there was a thing at Summer Jam. Yep.
He caused people to jump over the fences and he yelled at Jameer and kicked him off the stage.
Yep. He did yell at Jameer. That is a separate incident. And
no,
Sife,
but Billy June, but Billy June wants to throw it in. I mean, the yelling at Jameer is fire because it is in the song Antidote. And like, I mean, it's sealed in history on a great song.
Wait, what did he say? What did he say in Antidote?
He says something about kicking camera,
the nerds and cameramen off of my stages.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, oh, that was me. That's me right there. Yeah, he's wild, boy. He's a wild boy.
Hey, oh, hey. Antidote, you say. So when you add it all up, there's a lot of shit there. Now, like, I love, here's what bothers me, I guess, Sife, even though like I love Travis. He's been good to me. I enjoy his music. I enjoy the aesthetic, like the feel of Travis's music a lot, right? I think you do too, don't you?
I love Travis. I love his music.
Yeah, so his music is dope. But here's the weird part to me, Sife. Why do people lose their mind over Travis like he's a cult leader when he says nothing in his songs?
Did you watch the documentary?
No.
The documentary on Netflix helps explain exactly that. I didn't get it really at first either, but he touches little boys. No, he touches.
Excuse me? By the way, there are cult people out there who believe that. Go ahead.
He touches that age group in a whole nother way. I don't know if it's just the music or if he's saying something somewhere that I think it's all in the music from what I can gather. But he's saying something that our Gen X?
We're Gen X.
There's something he's saying that our Gen X brains can't hear, that these millennials and these Gen Zs are like, he's tapping into something. And
but then there's the But then there, because of that, there is the then slightly gross part of Travis, even though I love him. There's the commercial sell everything, McDonald's brand ambassador, Nike brand. Like, there is a little bit of a real, Kardashian, you know, there's another piece that makes him the perfect candidate for people to want to come after. And it's going to be really, you know, interesting to watch here as this all shakes out to see the way people come for him and fully blame him for something that I'm guessing has nothing to do with him.
Yeah, but when you throw your name on the front of something, when you throw your name on there, it somehow, one way or another, has to come back to you. You know, you can't, like, we know how this shit goes. This shit is ebbs and flows, and you can't be on top for that long and not expect to get some repercussions. You know, is it time? Is it time to do these huge festivals?
Ooh, what do you mean? Like, you mean, like, should we not even be there doing it yet, period?
Like, we're still in COVID times. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
It's way better. It's way better than it was. But maybe you don't believe in the vaccine, but, like, we are still in a pandemic. So, like, is it time to be doing these huge, huge 90,000 people festivals? You know?
It's a great question. That's a great question.
Like, yes, we all want to get back out there. Yes, we want the Rolling Loud had the baby incident. You know what I mean? Then now Astroworld is having this. This is way worse, obviously, but still. I don't know if we need. I mean, that's what happens when the artists only make money from touring.
Although that's the thing, is Travis makes so much money so many different ways.
Right, he's not dude, one of the people in the example,
Travis,
you know,
is like a billionaire. Travis has a gazillion dollars.
He can't be a billionaire.
No, he has hundreds of millions. It's crazy. Wow. I swear to you, Travis is one of the richest in the game, yo. He's
hundreds
rich.
Of millions.
I think he has hundreds of millions.
Shit.
Yep.
Damn, we did something wrong.
We did a lot of things wrong.
Would you say all
of
it?
A lot of things wrong.
Would you say all of it?
Though we did all of it wrong?
I don't think all of it.
No, we did some things right. We're doing some things right now. I mean, for example, we got a live show on Tuesday. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, it's general admission. We open the doors at 7 o'clock. Everybody just bum rush in. Just come pushing in.
Inappropriate. It is too soon.
Too soon.
By the way, our show is going to be like 90 people. We can actually do this safely.
We can talk to every single person at our show.
Yeah, exactly. So so we're doing some things right. By the way, I just spent...
Go ahead.
Hip-hop what?
No, go on. No, I had nothing.
No, you go.
I was filling space. No, go on.
I just got back. As you know, I'm almost back from Boston, and Natalie got, like, shoved into a whirlwind tour of meeting family and friends in Boston over the weekend.
Your family and friends.
My family and friends. Uh-huh. And she wouldn't need to meet her own family and friends. But, yes, so I did have a realization, though, about my family this weekend.
Uh-huh.
We are at the place now where they are comfortable. My family is comfortable with me picking up the tab. There's no fight back. There's no long game. Okay. It's just like, yeah. Yep.
Nah.
That sounds good.
Bro, your face is on three different television screens. Like, there's no, yeah, you're done. You're done.
I'm done.
Pay that bill.
I'm pick up the tab guy.
Yeah. 100%.
And I'm not used to this. Like today, my uncle, the lack of effort my uncle put. We split today. Me and my uncle split today. But this might be the first time that my uncle didn't just go, no, 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 you're my nephew. I got it. It was just like, all right, let's split.
Why'd you let your uncle split? Just pay for it.
Honestly, can I tell you the truth? I should have. But I was at this point on bill 4 in a row. And I was already a G into the weekend on food. I was like this. Okay, I'll split it. Is that bad?
I don't know, this is hard for me.
I accept the flaw. I accept my flaw that I am a little more frugal than I like to admit, and it's hard for me to like picking up tabs.
Here's the thing.
Though I do it a lot now.
Here's the thing.
It hurts a bit.
Here's the thing. The only way to not pick up the tab is not to go.
Not to go at all.
Not to go or go cheap. Go, you know, taco stand. Oh, this is my favorite taco stand. This is my favorite.
What about if you join, but you get there late and you have like a Diet Coke?
Oh no, you can't pay that.
Okay, you don't have to pick that up.
You go, but you gotta set that up from the gate. You gotta walk in and be like, when they come over, would you like something, sir? Oh, they look like they already ate. Just give me a Diet Coke separately.
Yeah. Wait, but Sife, hold on. Here's a good one for you. Here's a good one.
Yeah. Come on.
2-3 weeks ago, a friend of mine was in town, okay? Yeah. And he hits me up in advance of coming to town. And he's like, yo, listen, can you think of a good spot to maybe do a little birthday gathering for me?
Uh-huh.
And I say, yeah, of course, I got you. He's not from here. So I go, of course, let me do a little thought on it. Found a spot, made sure it would be comfortable, let them know we were going to be coming there. You know, he invited his other friends, a couple of which I knew, most of which I did not know.
Uh-huh.
It ends up being about 10 people.
All right.
I go. Everyone's eating and drinking, including myself. And at some point, I'm like, all right, you know, this is my man, and he's done some nice things for me in my life, right? I was like, let me go. I'm going to find out what the bill is. I ask, you know, it's a real bill, you know? It's a real bill, right? It's 10 people eating and drinking. It's a real bill. But I'm like, I'm going to pick this up. I'm going to be a grown-ass man, and I'm going to pick up this expensive-ass tab. Because he's a great friend and he deserves it. Wow, the assholes who just drove past us. Yo, Sife, they are playing straight up fucking a racing video game on the West Side Highway.
Yeah, the West Side Highway between the bridge and 57th.
Yes.
That's all racing land. No lights. It's all for races.
Fucking assholes. Okay, so Sife, I pick up the big boy bill. Okay? Yeah. Feeling pretty good about myself. Because this is, you know, throw it down. Text Natalie. Natalie, you'll be proud of me. Picked up the tab, babe. Good for you, honey. Good for you. You should. So I pick it up, and the dinner wraps up, and I can see everyone's kind of looking around like there's no bill. But at no point does anybody know that I paid the bill. So the meal ends. And everyone kind of gets up and leaves. And I paid the bill, but I didn't get any credit for paying the bill.
Oh, man. What is happening?
And I didn't know what to do. What are you going to do? Hey, guys, you're welcome. But you want credit.
Oh, you want? You need that credit. Yes, it's normal.
I didn't get the credit.
No, you got to say something, man. You fucked up.
Sife, it was a real bill, okay? We could have flown out. We could have flown out somewhere and done a one-up live, okay? Like, it was a real bill.
Nah, you gotta say that.
And now it's too late. It's done now.
Yeah, it's too late. You gotta say that off top.
So should I can't just send him a text and say, hey, man, hope you enjoyed that birthday I paid for a few weeks ago.
Wait, hold on. Even the birthday guy didn't say anything?
I don't know. No, he didn't know.
Ooh.
I didn't get any credit from him.
Who are these people?
My friend whose birthday it was, I think you've met him before. He's a good friend of mine who's a wrestler.
Okay.
He's a wrestler, and they were his friends. A couple other people from the wrestling business, and then just some people.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody assumed that, like, maybe WWE got it or something. You know what I mean?
Or you know, the place that we went to took care of it, and so maybe they thought it was, like, a hookup from the place, but then
here's how you
get
do
it.
Here's how you do it. If you're going to pay the bill, you're going to pay the bill. The way you get the credit is you walk up to the table and you're like, guys, I want to send a very special happy
Cypher,
birthday.
Wait, I can't hear you yet. Wait. I want you to repeat this again because I didn't hear what I'm supposed to do. Okay, wait. All right, you said, here's how you do
it. Here's what you do. You pay the bill.
Okay.
You walk up to the table.
Yep.
You go, I want to send a special happy birthday shout out to so-and-so. He's the man of the hour. One more cheers. Everybody puts their glass up. I covered the bill. Do me a favor. Everybody leave a nice tip.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Everybody leave a nice tip.
That's not a bad idea. Instead, guess who gave
here's
a nice
the thing.
Tip?
Here's the thing. I also, when I cover the bill, I also cover the tip because I do not trust people to leave a good tip.
Exactly.
So, but it's a way to announce it, and then the server gets a little more. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you pay the tip anyway.
Yeah.
And let them get more.
Right.
So wait, hold on real quick, just to circle back around. I can't do anything now. It's too late. I cannot get credit for this.
No. With the one friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the one friend you could, not everyone else.
How would I even do it with the one friend?
One friend. Hey, you set it up though, right?
Yep.
It's
impossible.
When was it? When was it?
Is lost.
When was it?
It was 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're in dead man's land. Because if it was a couple days, you could be like, "Hey, by any chance, did you take my card?"
Yo, did you happen to see my platinum Amex card?
Yo,
I paid for the dinner.
I didn't get my card. Yo, you know what? You can still do it, but you got to be comfortable with lying, and you're not a comfortable liar. You got to be like, yo, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I still didn't get my card back from the night at the restaurant.
What card? My credit card, you know, from when I paid.
Yeah, I know when I paid the bill, the lady took my card, but then I went back to the table and she never brought it back to me. And I went back there and I couldn't find. But this is a big, you're in deep. You're in a big lie. Oh, no. I seem to have lost Peter Rosenberg. He's gone. Why does it say live? This whole time it's been saying live in the top left corner. Oh, it doesn't say recording. It says live. Oh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Juan Epstein is Life. No, Juan Ep is Life, a.k.a. the Juan Epstein Podcast. We'll see you Tuesday, November 9th, tonight, if you're listening to this tonight, at the Stand Comedy Club, thestandnyc.com. Get your tickets, Cypher Sounds, Peter Rosenberg, Jim Jones, Mano, Ricky Velez, and of course, did you just move it? You just moved yourself out of the camera?
I was going to say, do it again when I remove myself.
Well, you're already in it. Why'd you stop it in the middle? Then you should have just let me finish and then say, hey, Sife, do it again. God damn it. You're back.
I'm here. I'm back.
All right. Well, I said goodbye already. So you wanted to say goodbye? You look like Ming the Merciless from Flash Gordon.
I don't know. Again, I don't know the reference. Look. Rocky the dog. Look, there's Miss Hatton.
Hey, Miss Hatton.
And Rocky. Now, I do want to say I apologize for today's issues with me being in a car. This won't happen again.
Why? What does it matter? Why are you apologizing? Most people are listening in their car. Who gives a shit?
You think they understand?
They're listening in their car, so why can't we be in a car once in a while?
All right. Fair point. Well, we hope we see all of you on tonight if you're listening, or if you're listening on Wednesday. We hope we saw you last night. Billy June is, of course, stressing that there's like a few tickets left, and Billy June's like, I wish that every ticket was sold. I'm really stressed. I was like, Billy June, don't you promote shows? You've never heard of Walk Up? You don't think anyone's going to come to fill up the final few tickets?
And also,
what's wrong with this guy?
I know that room very well. I know the size of it. The amount of tickets we sold, thank God. Peace and blessings to everyone that bought tickets. We're great. And yeah. Billy always forgets we record this show and it lives on for eternity as content. It doesn't have to be ram-packed, man. Jesus Christ.
Now, I'll tell you where we do need to be ram-packed, and that would be Gramercy Theater the night before Thanksgiving.
Now we're talking.
You know what I'm saying?
Now we're talking.
Because we're going to have a lot of artists on that stage, a lot of DJs, a special guest DJ set from Cypher Sounds.
Come on.
My man, Sadu Gold, who's a dope producer, he's going to be DJing a set as well. Vel the Wonder's coming in from L.A. So, listen, Styles P, it's going to be a great night. Go get your tickets for Gramercy Theater. Let's hang out the night before Thanksgiving, shall we?
Give thanks, man. It's a one-up social.
Ooh. All right, peace, guys.
Peace and blessing.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear, and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.